All right, we're joined on the phone by Jerry Willis of Fox Business Network. She's the host of the Willis Report, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Jerry, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. You're focusing on the jobs report today?
We are focusing on the jobs report, and boy, so is the market. We had an upside surprise. The jobless rate went down from 9.2% to 9.1%. We created 117,000 jobs. Far more than a consensus view on Wall Street, which was expecting something like 85,000 jobs. So that's fantastic. Even so, it's not enough to turn this economy around. We had some 190,000 folks who simply left, stopped looking for a job. They were so disappointed in what they were finding out there. And, you know, we've got a long way to go. We really need about 220,000 to 250,000 jobs being created each and every month.
For a long time.
Out of this hole, right?
Yeah, for a long time. I see a story today that the average income of Americans has dropped $3,500 from just 2008. And that's sort of a microcosm of the problem that Main Street America is having.
That's absolutely true. Income has been stagnant. It's not growing. And when you consider that, I don't know how Ben Bernanke thinks there's no inflation, but you and I know there's inflation. Our costs are going up. And when you have income that is stagnant or shrinking, like you just said, it makes it hard to make ends meet. People are struggling out there in this economy and worried about jobs. So even if you have a job, you don't feel safe.
No, and not only that, you're likely to be working for less than you were, even if you're in the same job you had.
That's exactly right. You know, I've heard stories about people who are getting an upgrade in their title, but getting no increase in pay.
Oh yes, that's
think
common.
About that.
That's common. That's very common. The upper hand is with the employer, and the fact is, when times are good, businesses can spend a lot of money because they've got it, and when times are bad, they find out how to economize quickly, and they have the leverage you don't. So this
that's absolutely true.
This is one of the problems that. That we have, you know, and now we're having a return to mass layoffs in big business. The big banks, Merck, 40,000, Europe's biggest banks laying off 40,000 people while reporting profits of $11.6 billion, in the quarter and a half, whatever it was. And planned layoffs are returning with a revenge. What are we to make of that?
Well, it's frightening. You know, here in New York City, we're seeing a lot of Wall Street folks laid off, a lot of bankers. But in fact, it's happening all over the country. Worse, companies like GE, General Electric, big companies that you would expect to hire, they are hiring, just not in this country. They're hiring overseas, and we're seeing more and more of that as well. Look, we've got a long way to go before this jobs market gets fixed. And frankly, I'm not seeing any good ideas coming out of Washington just yet.
No, we see a lot of stories. You know, I recall in the New York Times the other day, they had a story about America's jobs engine being broken. You know, the jobs engine is small business, and small businesses are not hiring because they don't see the prospect of good business ahead for them.
Can I tell you, they're hiring more than big businesses. They're at least doing something. Any improvement you see tends to come from these small companies who, you know, they're playing to their own tune. You know, they've got a good idea. They're going to hire people, bring them in to make that new idea a reality. It's the big companies, the S&P 500 companies. It's the Fortune 500. Those companies are so conservative, so nervous, so worried right now that something else comes out of Washington that smacks them on the butt, whether it's higher taxes, more regulations. They're keeping their cash, you know, on the sidelines and not using it to hire people or expand.
You know, one thing that leaps to mind, I don't know if you've thought about this, but people expect the president or Congress or academic economists to somehow figure a way out of this. But you can see clearly that they're just about as confused as any of us. They don't know what to do.
But look, there are things that could be done that wouldn't require, you know, $787 trillion in stimulus spending. Fix the patent laws, make getting patents easier. You could open up immigration to people who are investing in this country and have cash in their back pocket. I mean, there are lots of small things you could do at the margin. You could say, hey, we're changing the tax code. Here's what it's going to be, and then we're going to reform it, and we're going to be done. Regulations, we're not doing that. The EPA is not putting in 100 million more regulations
next
year.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Jerry Willis. But again, that is at the periphery. That is at the margins, because what you have is a spreading debt crisis in Europe. And of course, this, and there's a chance of another U.S. recession. You put these things together, we're not immune to the European debt crisis. Our big banks are invested there, too.
Absolutely right, and that's exactly what you saw happen in the market yesterday. Remember that sell-off yesterday, 512 points, the 10th biggest sell-off in terms of numbers, started in Europe, and all because some of their leadership over there talked about trying to get things done, not being able to get movement on paying down some of this debt. It's not clear how Europe unwinds this at all.
Who's going to bail out the ECB? Anyway, they're bailing out nations, but who's going to bail out the central bank?
Who knows?
Jerry Willis, I know you got a lot of work to do for the show, The Willis Report, 5 to 6 p.m. Today, Eastern Time, and a lot to talk about, and a lot of attention focused on this. So
we're spending the hour on jobs tonight. I think it's going to be illuminating. We're looking at it, you know, pulling back the covers, really examining the problems with experts you're really going to want to hear from. Thanks for having me on today. Absolute pleasure.
My pleasure. All right. Thank you. Jerry Willis of FBN, the Fox Business Network.